This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We are just getting word that Moldova's prime minister has resigned. The government has collapsed amid a series of crises in the nation that borders Ukraine. That word just into us. Meanwhile, Russian forces have unleashed a barrage of missile and drone strikes against targets in Ukraine. The barrage struck Kharkiv and Zaporizhia. Air raid sirens went off across much of the country. More than 21,000 people are confirmed dead now in the earthquake and the aftershocks in Turkey and Syria. Experts say Turkey tempted fate in the past by not enforcing modern construction codes. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
David Alexander, a professor of emergency planning at University College London, tells the AP this is a disaster caused by shoddy construction, not by an earthquake. The problem has been largely ignored, experts say, because addressing it would be expensive, unpopular, and arguably restrain a key engine of the country's economic growth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A source tells the AP that former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into former President Trump and his allies. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The subpoena issued for former Vice President Mike Pence, according to an inside source, is part of a broader investigation by special counsel Jack Smith. Smith is looking into alleged efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. It's a stunning scenario. Pence testifying against his former boss in a criminal investigation. And it comes at a time when Pence is considering his own bid for the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A suspect in the separate shootings and woundings of two Maryland police officers has just been taken into custody in Falston, Maryland, say authorities. This is AP News. President Biden's been talking about Republicans and about Social Security. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
After strong GOP reaction on programs like Social Security and Medicare at the State of the Union.
Now, you may have seen we had a little bit of a spirit debate at the State of the Union.
President Biden took that same message to Florida's huge retirement community with this warning about Senator Rick Scott.
The very idea the senator from Florida wants to put Social Security and Medicare in the chopping block every 5 years. I find to be somewhat outrageous, so outrageous that you might not even believe it.
Sunsetting retirement programs won't happen on Biden's watch.
I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Airlines have been on a hiring frenzy. The estimate is that there will be about 18,000 openings per year for airline pilots this decade. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.